Okay, Testament Aleph. About 7 or 8 lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Elazar. If to the parentheses. The Gazeta continues till Daf Yud Aleph from an Aleph, 2 more block. And because we're sort of, we have 2 more weeks, we have another, if it's today, 9 more shiurim, I'd like to try to learn the Haggadah as quickly as I can. I hope you put in the time and stay ahead of me in the Gemara. Amar Rav Elazar, Gadol Hama'asa Yaisa Min Ha'asa. The Chiddush Gadol, it's more chashiv to be ma'asa, to get others to give, to collect tzedakah, Yaisa Min Ha'asa, more than it is to collect, more than it is to give tzedakah. Shenemar v'haya ma'asa tzedakah, which the Gemara understands to mean the ma'asa, the one who's matriyah to make others do. Shalom v'avoydas ha'tzedakah hashpeitu vetach ad oilam. So, the question is why? Why is collecting tzedakah more chashuv than giving tzedakah? Maybe you're going to tell me that if you collect tzedakah, you could collect $100,000. And you can't afford to give $100,000. So that's not what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying that the same amount of money, Kotel Hama'asa, Yaisa Min Aisa. Of course, if someone is Ma'asa, $100,000. If someone's Aisa, $1,000. So it's Pasha to Ma'asa is more. That's not what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara means that it's Gadol to collect from others $100,000 more than to give $100,000 yourself. So that needs a hezro. So the ma'asa is giving up his yainus, and the oisa is giving up cash. So that's what it says in the back. Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the back, and that goes, yeah, it's right because giving up his yainus is more than giving up money. Yeah, the shaila, what's worse, his yainus or tzara gof? But his yainus or money, that's for sure. That bizyainis are better. So that's Rabbi Yaakov Emden says.
That your onus of collecting
the Chachmas Adam says what you're saying. The Chachmas Adam has a different hesber. Chachmas Adam says in Klal Kuf Mem Dalet Ois Yud Dalet, if I understand it correctly, he says that a ma'asa does 2 chasadim, he does 2 ma'aseh tzedakah. The oni gets the money, and there's another yid who is mezakeh with a mitzvah of tzedakah. If you're an oisa, so all you're doing is benefiting one person, you're benefiting an oni. If you're a ma'asa, you're benefiting 2 people. You're benefiting the person who's getting the tzedakah, and you're benefiting the donor, the person who's giving, because l'maisa, you're causing him to do a ma'aseh tzedakah. Now, I'm not sure what the Chachmas Adam means. It sounds like, from the way he says it, that they're both chalokim in mitzvah tzedakah. Kodl ha-ma'aseh, yaisa min ha'aisa, means in mitzvah tzedakah, it's bigger to be a ma'aseh. Because you're doing 2 ma'aseh tzedakah. One is that you're helping one person give, only receive, and that you're helping a person do a mitzvah. That also seems to be a chelik in Hilchas Tzedakah. God lama'asi yaisim and ha'is is a din Hilchas Tzedakah. So having someone do a ma'isa chesed, that's also a ma'ila in Tzedakah itself. So it seems, even if he's a rich man, he doesn't do enough chesedim, and you're mezakeh him with the mitzvah of Tzedakah, so that ma'asa, it's also a halach in Dinei Tzedakah, that it's also a ma'ila in Hilchas Tzedakah itself. Now, we declared last week, why is a Talmud Chacham first? Why is a Talmud Chacham kaidin to an Amaretz by Tzedakah? You could understand, as I suggested last week, that it's a din in Hilchas Kavod Talmidei Chachamim. It's not Hilchas Tzedakah, what's the difference? You help a hungry yid. What's the difference? But it's a din in Hilchas Kavod Talmidei Chachamim that you have to have covet for them. So b'meila, you have to give, if you give a talmid chacham, you have two things: tzedakah and covet talmid chacham. Maybe could it be similar to the chafas adam? If you give an hama aretz, you're helping a hungry person eat. If you give a talmid chacham, you have two things: you're helping a hungry person eat, and you're helping someone learn. He's able to learn because he's supported. He's able to learn. So similar to Chacham Sadam says about a ma'aseh, maybe, I'm not saying it's so, but maybe a Talmud Chacham, the Ma'ilan Talmud Chacham, is also a tzedakah d'kidin. Because you have a yad in enabling him to learn a little more. He doesn't have to run for parnasa. The raya, it would seem like this, is from a stifler. The stifler in the Krayna Degrusa, Chelik Aleph, Shuva Kuf Ayin days, was asked about the Seder Kedima of Tzedakah, and he was asked why we always say that Hachzakas HaTorah comes first. Mechatesi, that Hachzakas HaTorah comes first to support Maestas of Torah, Yeshivas, Kailin, that they have Kedima. So the stifler answered that just like Talmud Chacham Kaidim Lam Aretz, just like by Yechidim, the Talmud Chacham has Kedim Yitzan Lam Aretz, the same halacha applies to Maestas. A Maestas that supports Torah learning has Kedima to a Maestas that supports, that gives people to eat, that gives people to be clothed. It's a din of Talmud Chacham Kaidim. So what's that mashma? How do you understand Talmud Chacham Kaidim? If from the din of Talmud Chacham Kaidim you're learning that supporting Maestas Torah has kedima to supporting a food kitchen or a place that dispenses money, so if it's out Kavet Talmid Chachamim, I don't know, is it din Kavet Talmid Chachamim to a Maestas? I don't know. But if it's a second way, then when you give the same dollar, either you could feed a hungry person, or you could feed a hungry person and be mechat mazik Torah. You could do tzedakah and make that there's more Torah. It would seem a little more mashma that way, that the din is a din in being in furthering Torah. That furthering Torah itself is a kedima in hilchus tzedakah. Now this is all nafkamina, because on Friday I mentioned that I'm a supik where a tzedakah like Kiruv Rechaikim comes in. I'd say that's definitely a worthy thing for Klal Yisrael to have organizations that are Makarav Rechaikim. Well, Chayr, it doesn't fit into anything. It doesn't fit into Maisa Ani, because they're not Aniyim. They have plenty to eat. And it's not Hasakas HaTaira. If it's a yeshiva that's Makarav, then it's Hasakas HaTaira. But if it's a place that makes seminars or does things for working people, to mekara them, so it's not tachzakas hatayr, it's not limud hatayr, and it's not helping anyone. So I wonder if we learn, if it's true, pshat nechach v'sadam, that when you make someone else do a mitzvah, god la ma'asa, because you're having someone else do a mitzvah of tzedakah, that's a ma'ila mitzvah tzedakah. If there's such a ma'ila mitzvah tzedakah of having others do a mitzvah, if that's true, it's not clear. But if having people who don't do mitzvahs do mitzvahs because of you, that's God l'hamaaser. The Chazal says this: you're helping an ani and you're helping him do a mitzvah tzedakah. So if helping someone do one mitzvah is a ma'ila mitzvah tzedakah, so maybe kiruv rechaikim is also included, except that you can tie them. That there you're doing both: you're helping ani and getting someone to do a mitzvah. Kiruv Rechaikim is just getting someone to do a mitzvah. So I'm not sure, but if I was pressed to try to find the makar that getting Yidden to do mitzvah should be tzedakah, it's a sas makar. It's habatz hashmiras hatayra, not habatz hashlimar hatayra. The 1 hour that they learned is not what we're talking about. The 1 hour that they learned, but the question is what the purpose of it all is. It's, certainly, if you're paying for a weekend in a hotel, so they're the seminars, but the cost is feeding them, clothing them. I'm not saying it's not needed, but it's needed to make the phone. It's not needed to go back. I don't know. I'm not saying it's not important. I'm just trying
to...
It's only if you need it. If you don't need it, just, if somebody doesn't need it, you don't play flax for somebody who doesn't need it. Okay. That's a very important thing. I didn't say it's important. I'm just trying to see how it fits into the clothing stuff. And it's, you know, it's, okay, let's see. The money for Shabbos parade. There's all Sattas Hatara there. I don't know why they need money for Shabbos parade, but assuming that they don't are collecting a flatbush every year. Not familiar with it? Not missing much. Okay, let's see Gemara. Amaluhu Rava Lebnei Mechuza. I'm sorry, I skipped a line. Zacha, now this next line is very important. We're going to talk about it tomorrow whenever we get to Daf Yud. Zacha haloi price l'rav lachmecha loi zacha aniyem rudim tavi bayis. Gemara is saying a chiddush atzum. The Gemara is saying that how much money you give out in a year is set. You're going to give it out. If you give it to tzedakah, you'll give it to aniyim. If God forbid a person doesn't give as much as he should give to tzedakah, so aniyim merudim tavi bayis. Then the Rashi says, "Umevshalas raimi," that the Romans are going to come and they're going to take it away from you. The market's going to go down, or something else will happen. You're going to lose the money one way or the other. So when you give it to tzedakah, you're not losing. Avalu Rav Lebnei Mechuzah b'metusu menaychu. I beg you. What? No, second. Let's see. Let's get to it. Amalu Rav Lebnei Mechuzah b'metusu menaychu asu b'hadi adadi. Help each other with tzedakah. You don't want the Romans to come. So give each other tzedakah so that they shouldn't come. The reason I say we're going to discuss this, because the Gemara in Yud Amud Aleph says it more clearly, that... just like Mizaynaisav Shal Adam Aktsuvin Lai Rosh Hashanah La Rosh Hashanah, Kach Chisrenaisav Shal Adam Aktsuvin Lai Rosh Hashanah La Rosh Hashanah. And there's some difficulties with that. So I'm going to leave it for Daf Yud Amud Aleph to see if this Hashkafa fits the Chalashit, is that there's such a thing that just like the amount of Parnassi you make in the year is Katsuv, the amount of money you lose is Katsuv as well. So I'm going to leave that for Yud Amud Aleph. But in the meantime, the Gemara says that if the Romans come and they take Bizraya, that means if the Romans take Bizraya and they have a welfare system and the government pays to support people, you get tzedakah shnemer v'neksayach v'tzedakah. So the Gemara here seems to say that if you give tzedakah even unwittingly, that there's schar for that as well. Now, that's a chadiz hezver. That can't be the same schar as it would be when you give. So that also will wait for the bottom of Tesamid days. There's a Gemara which we had in Bava Kamma, and there's a Bechanan on that, about Mashilin, about Nashim, Shainim, Huganim. So we'll wait for there, and we'll be Mazbe with this as well. Amar, I milsa ishtoili ula mishagish archasai de'ima. He's talking about Rav Sheshes. He called Rav Sheshes, the young man who caused problems with Shagish Uchas of the Ime, caused a tumult to his mother. That's Rosheshes' nickname, Shmeda Rav Elazar. How are you allowed to say a derogatory nickname? Is a heter for that? When it says "Kol Machane Shem Lachavera," what does it say? "Ein Lachavera Olamavai." I think it says. Huh? How did he give him a nickname? Ula Mishagish Ufasei Deimei. I don't know. To find someone to ask the question. Maybe someone to Chafetz Chaim. Unless he was doing it to teach. Or to teach his Talmidim that what Rosheshis did was wrong. I don't know. Anyway, Rosheshis said, Mishmei de Rabbi Elazar, my diksiv, Vayilbash tzedakah kisiryai. He wore tzedakah like armor. Amalecha, ma siryai zeh, kol klipa v'klipa mitzarefis Assyrian gavul. If you ever saw a suit of armor, alright, not like the English knights wore this tin can over themselves, which is not really armor that you could do battle with. They're not very practical. Real armor are a bunch of round, overlaid pieces of metal, and you can move in them. They have give. You can bend in them. You can move in them. So, the Master Yezek, called Klippa, the Klippa, Mr. Refus, the Syrian goddess. Tzedaka kapruta upruta mitzdarefes lecheshbin gadol. Set the moshe armor to tzedaka. At chenina amar mehacha. Who can beget edim kolsit kaseinu? Ma beget zeh kol nima v'nima mitzdarefes lebeget gadol. Just like every piece of cloth is made of many threads. At tzedaka kapruta v'tzupruta mitzdarefes lecheshbin gadol. Now, Teres Chaim writes that this machlaikis, compare it to Syrian, to a beged, he actually says that Syrian is a shaila, is the mashal is meant, the memory is meant, ladina. Is a shaila, what's better? If a person can give $10,000 to Dhaka in a year, making $100,000, he's giving 10%, he's giving $10,000. Is it better to spread it out, to give a small amount to many maestas? Or is it better to give a large amount, maybe the whole thing, to one place? It's not effort. If you give a large amount to one place, it makes more of a ration. It's Yeshua for the place. If you give if you give 100 yeshivas $100, so each place has a mashua benefit. If you give $10,000 to one place, a big benefit. On the other hand, if you give $10,000 to one place, you only have the schlus of that one place. If you give to 100 places, you have a small amount of schlus, but from 100 places. So which is better? So he learns, pshat, in the mashal to Syria, is that a person who gives puta puta, who gives small amounts all over the place, that is also a maila in tzedakah. But Dr. Teres Chaim, it's a chiddush that's also a mailah in tzedakah. Teres Chaim nems on for pashtus. It's better to give a lot to one place. And the chiddush is, he said, telling you that even a person who gives tzedakah, kapruta pruta, and it's taref, it's the chiddush gadol, that's also tzedakah. That's the chiddush of this gemara. That the b'di'evet dikat tzedakah is also a good tzedakah. That's why I state in Teres Chaim.
What does he get to one place?
He says that that's what he names on. It's better to give to one place. And the chiddush of the Gemara is that even if you give kol klipa v'klipa, which was taref as cheshbon gadol, that's also good. That's also a ma'ala. That's how he touches the Gemara. However, the Rambam in his Pirush on Pirkei Avos on the Mishnah Paragimel Mishnah Tezvav, the Mishnah says hakoyel lefi roiv hamasa. The Rambam says that a person should better give a lot of money, many donations, small donations, to different places. Hakoyel lefi roif hamasa. The more maisim you do, the better it is. If you give one check for $10,000 to one place, it's one maisim. If you write 100 checks for $100, so you're doing 100 maisim. Hakoyel lefi roif hamasa. It's interesting, the Rambam is masked, but why? He says it creates in a person a ruach nedivus. The more times you give tzedakah, the more you're creating yourself a giving nature, a ruach to give. So it's better for a person to give many small donations, better than to give one donation, because in that way, the person giving is in creating it himself, or like he calls it a ruach nedivus, the nature of giving. Some Sefer says that this Rambam could be totally in these two pshatim Gemara. Where does some Sefer learn to come? He says the marshal to a beged. A beged is one beged. It's one big thing. And Adyamo gives the marshal nimshala to a beged. Says tzedakah should be like a beged, one big donation. The one who gives a marshal to a Syrian says no, many small donations. And that's why he chaps on the marshal. Even though Lashon Gemara is really the same by both, it's a kol nima v'nimam terefes tashman gadol. But there's a statement some say. So the Rambam at least writes that it's good to give many, many donations. Could be the Rambam is moedim, it's sad etzem tzedakah, it's better to give a lot to one. But he's saying to yourself, to create a rach nedivus, you should give many times. So I think in Flatbush, or some in other communities, they have a bunch of volunteers that wake up early every day and go around to all the shuls, no? To get everyone to be able to give pruta pruta. Imagine if they wouldn't come around, where would you be able to give pruta pruta? To be chesed. What?
They're
collecting for themselves. Just about all collecting for themselves. I hope they're, I shouldn't say I hope they're needy, I hope they're not, but if they're collecting, I would hope that they're needy people. And I once asked one of them if the other ones are real. I asked them, first of all, if they're collecting for themselves. They're not all collecting for themselves. And there's one person who collects that I know personally is a ganav. A ganav. He doesn't rob people's houses, but he's dishonest. So when some start to collect, I was wondering if I should give him or that. So once I didn't give him, he came over to me, you should know I'm collecting for a vichtige tzvek. It's on a worthy cause. I say, if your time is collecting for himself, so I give him, it's not a shadow of Genev, it's collecting for himself. But he tells me now, a vichtige tzvek, maybe he himself is the vichtige tzvek. You know, I don't know. Once had a person in my shul doesn't know Yiddish, so he says, people came to me, he's collecting for a vichtige tzvek, he gave money. Second person said, I'm collecting for a vichtige tzvek. He said, I gave to that already. But anyway, this is the Machlokes Rambam. It's interesting. Hilchos Pidyon HaBen. I don't think they're all collecting for the same thing. I think each one's collecting for himself. These people are collecting for themselves. The Mesiris Nefesh, I mean, I wish, you know, I could say, but the ones who don't claim to be collecting for others are certainly collecting for themselves. The question is, the ones who are collecting for others, whether they're collecting for themselves or not. But they're Ruba de Ruba collecting for themselves. That's what I spoke with one of the people there who was collecting for years. And I caught him in a quiet moment, not while they were collecting. He said, no, he told me they were collecting for themselves. The real person is collecting for someone else. All right, people like to collect for themselves if they're in need. At any rate, in Hilchos Pidyon HaBen, you have the same achlaikas. The Shulchan Aruch says, by Pidyon HaBen, you don't have to give all the money to one Kayan. By Pidyon HaBen, if a person wants to be Mechabit two or three or four Kayanim, or five Kayanim, so Shulchan Aruch says in Yeradeus and Mishin Hei, that if you give Chamisha Sloim, Shisha Kayanim Yatza, it says, even though each Kayan is getting less than a Sela, you're Yatza. The question is whether you're allowed to do all the Chatchila. Let's say you have taka two relatives that are kayanim, and you don't know who to be mechabed. So you mechabed each one, you give half to each one. So the Chochmas Adam and the Aruch HaShulchan say that it's lachatchila, that you're allowed to do it. And the Lashon Yotza is lav davka. And there's some cipher in the tshuva, the end of Simur Reish Tzadik Zayin, Yeredei Reish Tzadik Zayin. And Shlomo Kluger in the tshuva, they both say that lachatchila you should give it to one kayan. And there is where the some Sefer brings that it's totally in the two Lashonos of Syria and in Beged. It's all one or not all one. The Shaila comes up Lamaisa. So he's comparing Pidyon HaBen to Tzedakah. It's Taka not Tzedakah. It's interesting that he's comparing the two. The question is if you should kill if you rave a Maisa, if your person should be do more Maisa, if you could do two Maisa.
would make the bracha out of all the time?
The only one can make, there's only one mitzvah, one would be medicine. Okay. There's a shy. The halacha is that if someone has a karev in need, he has to give to his karev first. Someone has a karev who's in need should give to his karev. It's neglected. It's hard to believe, but there are people, wealthy people, who have brothers or children that are in need, and they're big balei tzedakah all over the place, and they give to their children, they give to their brothers, but not to fee daimach sayra. It's a pleiadic thing. And if I could say off the record, I have someone who gives me tzedakah for the fund and the shul. And whatever he gives me, I give to one of his relatives. I mean, I don't tell him it's from him. But I feel he shouldn't be giving me. He should be giving this relative. And whatever he gives me, I give to this relative. Because really, this kedima is to relatives. You help relatives a little, he's not kedima. Shaila is, again, someone has $10,000 to give. He has a relative who needs $10,000. Should he be giving it all to that one ani? Or should he spread it out? So there are two tshuvas I'm aware of on this topic. One is in the Samsaifa Yeredeya Reish Chaf Tes, and one is in the Igmas Maisha. I didn't write down the simin, but I believe it's also in Yeredeya Chelek Aleph. And they both say that you should give everything to his relative. That the din of kedima to a relative is a halacha. Rav Moshe is toiled on a shach, but Rav Moshe writes you should leave over a small amount. He doesn't say how much, but you should have a yad in the maestris as well. So I guess he means you're giving $10,000, you give it to your relative, and leave for yourself $200 or so, you know, just so you can give a small amount to your yeshiva, a couple of yeshivas. You should have a yad in other tzedakas as well. But the ikar, he says, is that a person has to give kedima to his relatives. And if I'm not mistaken, the stipend, credit ikar, also has a letter in which he says to support relatives. That this, that doesn't mean just give him a donation. It means you give him deva sayra, give him what he needs. So it's a halacha in dinei kedima. Okay, so this is the Syrian and the Baged, Zachti Gemara. What? Karev kaidim. It seems the closer the karev is kedima. So I'm not sure. You mean if I'm a levy and there's a needy levy, does he have kedima to a needy Yisrael for me? He's more related to me. So I don't know the answer. The Rambam says in Hilchis Goyal Adam, he says, who's called the karev? All the names listed in the Torah as kaidim. Oh no, just remember, there is a tshuva about Karav Kaidim. There's a tshuva in the Tshumas Hadasher, I believe. And he says, whoever's Pasul La'edis has a bit of a Karav. Okay, just remember. There's a tshuva, he says, whoever's Pasul La'edis has a bit of a Karav. So then you have to know who's Pasul La'edis. So who's Pasul La'edis, you know? How far does Pasul La'edis go? I used to get mixed up until my sister had a great nephew. I'll tell you the halachis. A Rishon B'Rishon means two brothers, Apostle Laedis. And a Sheni B'Sheni is a first cousin, is also Apostle Laedis. I'm called again a Sheni B'Rishon or Rishon B'Sheni. First cousin is Apostle Laedis. Shlishi B'Shlishi is Kasher. This says first cousin's children are Kashalaitis. And there's a machlaikis Rishin Lashlishi. Rishai Lashlishi means, it's always confusing to me, until what's a Rishin? You have two brothers. I have a sister. My sister and I are Rishin Lashlishin. See, that's what's confusing. People don't remember Rishai is the father or the siblings. So in the Lashon of Chazal, Rishin Lashlishin are siblings. Siblings are Pasalaitis. When my sister had a child, me to that child is a Rishon L'Sheni. I'm also Pasalaitis. It's me to my nephew, Pasalaitis. When my nephew or my niece had a child, In other words, my sister's grandchild. I'm a Rishon L'Shlishi to that grandchild. So that's a Machlekes Rishayim. Machlekes Rishayim, if that's a psul, hey, this I always tell you, you should make a simin that helps you remember halacha. So this I always used to get confused until my sister had a first grandchild, a boy by the name of Avi, who just had his hair cut on last week. And I always remember, me and Avi were a Machlekes Rishayim. And since then, I didn't forget it, you know. Me and him were Machlekes Rishayim. And any further relative than that is not a relative. So just remembering the Trumas HaDeshen, I think he writes that Psul Korva for relatives, that's how much the Torah expects a Kira of Halavadas. Expects that there should be a connection. And more than that, there's no din of Korv Korv Kai. Right. If he's a more distant Korv, you could sign. Rav Palm told me that Rav Moshe Bick had told him that our minig is we don't use any krivim at all. He didn't say ksub, he said kedushin. So sometimes you might get confused, make a mistake, and so we don't use krivim at all for kedushin. For ksub, we'll make them. Ksub is not a davar chomer. But other krivim are kosher. Gets a little complicated by a cousin's husband. By a cousin's husband, the halacha is a little complicated there. And normally we say Balke Ishtay by Kravis, and there would be possible also. But there are exceptions to that. So anyway, but otherwise a distant cousin you could use. For Kedushin we have a meeting we don't use relatives at all. Any relatives. So, a minute. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Now the story of Rav Sheshes. Why did they call him Ula Mishabish Urchasadi? Mishagish Urchasadi Ime? So it brings a Maisa. So you have to go through the whole story to see why. The boy Mine Ravachad Voy Bar Amim Rav Sheshes. The Naila Mitzayra Bime Sipurai. Sipurai, a Mitzayra, is locked up. And then when his Tzaras goes away, he waits 7 days to bring his carbon, like he made Tumah. Yimei Sipurai, he's counting down the days to be tar. Shematami Adam. Now when he has Tzaras, he's a Chemetama. Question is, once the Tzaras goes away, and now he's counting 7 days to bring his carbonis, how do you know he's Metama Adam? I'm alive. How do you know Metama Begadim? We know he's Metama, the clothing he's wearing. Because it says, V'chibes Begadav Etier. So Metama Adam, if you're Metama clothing, he's a Metama people. I'm alive, no raya. Tumatuma B'chiburim Shani. The clothing he's wearing, that's more chomer. I see it, though. Hesed Neveil Metama Begadim, Neveil Metama Adam. Someone who's Mesit on a Neveil, his clothing he has to wash, but he's not Metama Begadim, he's not Metama other people. Amalei, if so, Elon Sheretz the Metami Adam and Alon, Lamishum the Metami Begadim. The same Akavachem is wrong, that is Metami Begadim, Metami Adam. How do you know Sheretz? Amalei, Sheretz Behed Yixiv Be Oyisha Sheyiga Bechol Sheretz. And what the Havimid was, I don't know. El Shech Vazer the Metami Adam and Alon, Lamishum the Metami Begadim, Metami Adam. Amalei, Shech Vazer Nami. Behed Yixiv Be Oyish, Lerabi, Sesanegea. Ahadalei Bibidi Chusa. See, left at him. He won the argument, so he left it. Cholish died in the Rishayshis. He made Rishayshis feel bad. And Ishtik Rabbi Chadvoy Bar Ami Visyakar Talmudei. So because of that, an Einish came from Shemayim to Rabbi Chadvoy Bar Ami. Ishtik Visyakar Talmudei. Couldn't speak. And he forgot his learning. Asya Imei V'Kobachya Kamei. Now here we have Machlekes Rashi in Taisus. Who's Imei? Which mother came? Rashi says the mother of Rishayshis came. So he says the mother of Rav Chadvoy came. Because Bachya Kamei, she was crying that he should be Meichel. Tzavcha tzavcha v'lei ashgepa. He didn't listen to her. Amrolei, chazila hanichadya demotzis minayu. Look at these breasts from which you drank milk. Now, if you learn as Rav Sheshes' mother, it's Pasha. If you learn as Rav Chadvoy's mother, Taisa says, she was a wet nurse. She nursed Rav Sheshes. By Rachmi Alei, the Itzi, the Adrachmanis, he davened, and he was healed. So once the Gemara brings the story, it already brings the Maskana, the Asana Allah.
According to Rashi, the Gemara, that one is referring to Sheshes?
Either way, it's referring to Sheshes. He's Mishad Shurfas in the Ime. But which Ime? Was it his own mother, or was it Rabbi Chadvoy's mother? That's the Machlaikis. But Sheshes is certainly the one that it's referring to. So the Gemara asks Taka, how do you know that it's Metama Adam? Can Tanya Rishon Barichai? Now Makibis Begadim Meispurai, now Skibulan Mechaluta, and Malahal Metami Adam, Akan Metami Adam. Rabbisha writes here about Machlekes Rashi and Taisus. Which is more poshut? There was Rosheshes and mother begging, or Rechadvai's mother begging. Poshut would be, I guess, Rechadvai's mother would beg for her child. Rashi learns that Rav Sheshes' mother. It's a factor of Maisha. What's with Kibbut Ave? The mother is begging. His mother says, be Michael. So how can he ignore the command of his mother? His mother says, be Michael. How can he ignore the tzava of his mother? So Rav Maisha says, it's a raya from this Gemara, from Sag Rashi, to what Rav Maisha was marich in Sefer Kedushin. Rav Maisha Shita is that there's no mitzvah of kibbut av v'eim unless the mother is telling you to do something that's a benefit to her. The Gemara says kibbut av v'eim keitzad. It says machileyu, mashkeyu, maitziyayu, machnisay. You have to give him to eat or to drink. You have to give him a ride. The halacha is if your mother calls you at 2 a.m. in the morning and says she doesn't have milk for her coffee, so you have to get out of bed and go bring milk. It's a chiyuv. It's not like people think. Kibbut Av V'eim means you have to be nice. You have to be nice to everybody. Chiyuv Kibbut Av V'eim is a chiyuv gomor. To feed, to give food or drink or a ride. If they're coming from the airport and they ask you to pick them up at the airport, so you have to go and pick them up at the airport. What about if they tell you to do something that's not a physical hanah for them? And this happens all the time. You're going out and your mother says, put on a sweater. And it's 70 degrees outside. Or your mother tells you to eat the vegetables. You don't want to eat the vegetables. Is the Rechi of Kibbut Av V'eim. So Rav Moshe Shita in Mesechtas Kedushin is very stark that there's no such chiyuv. There's no chiyuv Kibbut Av V'eim. And there's Matmiya on the Sefer Hamakneh in Kedushin. It says Fakarat, that says that there is a chiyuv. What is it, Tolian? The Gemara in Kedushin says, on the Pasuk, Ish imay va'aviv tiro. Ish imay va'aviv tiro. So the Gemara says, why does it say Ish? Ish v'la Isha? So the Gemara says, Ela Ish, sipek biyadei la'asais. Isha is ain't sipek biyadei la'asais. Usually, a woman, once she gets married, she lives in the city of her husband. And once she has children, she's busy with children the whole day. So a man is out more, sipek biyadei la'asais, he has more availability to be mekayim kibbut av v'eim. The isha and sipek biyadei la'asais, she can't. But there's shetan gemara. Practice sefer hamakne, what are you talking about? What's this pasuk? Ish imay va'aviv, tiro, what's yira? What's yira? Any yoshev v'makayma, you know, I'll sit in the seat. Any medabrable fun of, you don't speak up when he's supposed to be speaking. Any karavishma, you don't call him by his first name. So what does that mean? A man could do kibbut av v'eim, I understand. A man could do more than a woman. But yira? Yira are all negatives. You're not allowed to contradict him, you know, I'll sit in the seat. You're not allowed to call him by his name. All the negatives, a woman can do just like a man. What's the difference between a man and a woman? Love and kashmir. So that's the Sefer HaMakna, a Chiddush, that if your father or your mother says, eat your vegetables, and you don't eat your vegetables, you're over on Saisa Devarov, it's a chsar in Yira. It's a Yira's Ava'im requires that you don't contradict them, just like you can't contradict them with Pat. You can't contradict them but Maisa. And whatever they tell you to do, you have to do. As I state the Sefer HaMakna, Rav Moshe is Matmiya on this. Rav Palm held stark like the HaMakna. He once wrote a shtickle in the, and they wrote up a shtickle of his in the Hamasifta. I imagine it's printed in the Atar of Melech. I'm not sure. Is it printed in English also? But he had rayas to the HaMakna. Remember the Maral in Parshas Yisrael, he says a beferish, he showed me. And he had a number of rayas to the HaMakna that you're mechuyev in everything. and everything. But I tried to bring rayas to Ramesha. And I remember I had a Sefer Yireim, which is a Rishon, Yireim, who says the Farish like Rav Moshe, because he doesn't say the Farish. He asked the Hamakna's Kasha. He asked the Kasha of the Hamakna, that Ishimei Vavit Tiro was talking about Yira. And he answers that it's an Eina Yinyin. Eina Yinyin Yira, which is not Shayas, to know when you look at it. So it means he's saying, Eina Yinyin Yira, Yira is B'Shev Al-Tasa, to know when you look at it, Lachilei U'Mashkeu. So it's clear that the Yireim held that Rav Moshe is saying. Ramesh is learning, it's Rav Sheshis. How could Rav Sheshis not listen? His mother says, be mindful. He's learning that that's a raya to his shita, that there's no chiyut, kivet ave'ein, when the parent says to do something that's not a physical benefit for the parent, or a bazayin for the parent if you ignore it. At the end, he saw that his mother has a lot of tzar, so at the end he gave it, he had rachmanis. Ramesh Tain is that this is a raya to his shita. Obviously, Taisus learns it's not a mother, so Taisus is a raya. What's halacha l'maisa? So I once suggested an eitz halacha l'maisa. What do? Your mother says put on a coat. It's 75 degrees outside. She tells you to wear a coat. If I says, if your wife tells you to wear a coat, you just don't have to wear a coat, no? Yeah. But a parent tells you, it happened, no? It doesn't happen to everybody. Just wear a coat. So what do you do? So I once suggested the following eitzah. The halacha is you're not allowed to contradict the parent. And that's halacha. So the rabbi said, if your father says it's raining outside, it's not raining. You tell someone it's raining, you're not allowed to say it's not raining. And he says, today's Monday. It's also for you to contradict him and say it's Tuesday. He says, Mahalacha, you're allowed to say Beloshin question. He says, it's raining. You could say, is it still raining? Maybe it stopped. Beloshin Kavod. But to contradict the parent, that's a misadereis. Is the machlaikis, the shach and taz, if that's only befanov that it's also, or even shalai befanov? Is that also only in front of him? You're not allowed to contradict him. Or even Shalai Bafana, you're not allowed to contradict him. So it's a machlaikis shach and taz, I believe. So machlaikis, the paiskim achrayim also, in who to pass the like. So I would suggest, if your parent says, put on a coat, that if you want to be machmir, it's the rice, you want to be machal chalashit, it's the. But if you want to have a tzad kula, the chayri, you can put on the coat b'fanav. And when you leave, you take off the coat. Even though they already said, wear a coat. But when you take it outside, you already have a sechseger. Because shalai, first of all, the machlaikis, Ramosha, the Hamakya, and the Hamakno, the Maral, and the Sefer Yireim, and if you have to listen b'chlal. And I feel when Tim Tzolayma like the machmir, that you have to be machmir, that's only... That's the second suffix. Is that only Bafanov or even Shalai Bafanov? So in the main, we have an Eitzah. Bafanov, you listen. And Shalai Bafanov, you don't listen. Technically, that seems to be a good Eitzah. And it doesn't sound so nice, no? I once mentioned this in one of my shiurim. And I got a call from a friend of mine who's a principal in a high school. And you see, the way you start conversations, I know you didn't say this, but I have to ask you, because one of the priests says you said it. You said that you only have to listen to your parents on things that are not negated, only b'fneiim and not shalai b'fneiim. I told him I did say it. It doesn't mean it's not a good idea. Very often, occasionally, parents are saying things that make sense, and it's a good idea to listen anyway. But as far as the halach is concerned, there seems to be a tzirif between the two shittas. Now, it doesn't mean things that are for their personal kavod or for their personal hana that you have to do even shalai b'fneiim. But otherwise, this is a tzirif of the two shittas. Okay, let's see. The Gemara picks up again in Hilchos Tzedakah. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Gadol ha'Oseh Tzedakah b'Seisa, Yoseh m'Moshe Rabbeinu. Incredible lashon. You're greater if you do tzedakah secretly more than Moshe Rabbeinu. Deal with Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm afraid of Afachema. Vilo by the tzedak, it's the matan seisa yichva'af, the sheikhet b'cheit chama aza. And it says, by oisit tzedakah, the way he teaches it, that if you give tzedakah b'seisa, yichva'af, you knock off the, you bend the anger, sheikhet b'cheit, and it means if you give God's sheikhet a tzedakah, secretly, chama aza, he's teaching you mechapa chama aza, big anger. Pligad Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak, af kaifa chama, af kaifa chama eina chama. Eine kaife. Chema, should be eine kaife. Shnema b'sheik b'chei, chema aza. Af v'ishu shechei b'chei, chema aza. The chema remains. So let's try this Gemara. You're bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu. Give tzedakah b'seisa, you're bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu. Secretly, means nobody knows. The Rambam says the biggest tzedakah is that neither one knows. So it means you won't be bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu, so you got the biggest tzedakah. Which means you don't know who you're giving to, and he doesn't know who he's getting from.
Someone knows that you're giving.
Well, how do you get the money to him if somebody has to know? Yeah, well, a shepherd would see it. The Gemara says that that one of the Tanon used to give by throwing it over his back. He didn't know which one he had landed by. But Pashita means that you give the Seisar, he doesn't know, and you don't know. So that's bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu. So what does it mean, bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu? There's a Gemara that says the Mokim Shabali Tshuva Oim Dim Ein Kol Adim Yachalana. That Baal Tshuva is bigger than everybody else. So what does it mean? Baal Tshuva is bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu. The Morale is the cash. Baal Tshuva is bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu. The way the Morale teaches it means if two people have equal schusim, and one did it through being a Baal Tshuva and one did it through without being a Baal Tshuva, the Baal Tshuva is bigger. Which is not much of a chiddush. But tzichet doesn't, can't mean that Baal Tshuva is bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu. We had a Gemara in the Yom Aleph that tzedakah is shakul kineged kol ha-mitzvahs. So when we read it, I said in passing that there are seven mitzvahs that it says are kineged all the others. Talmud Torah, you all know, is kineged kulam, and tzedakah, and tzitzis, and tefillin. Somebody tell me the other three. At the moment, I don't remember all seven. But it says there are seven mitzvahs that are the seven mitzvahs are shkulais. Each one, it says, a shakul kineged kula. So obviously, the kasha is if Talmud Torah is kineged everything, and everything includes tzedakah and tzitzis and tefillin, so how could Talmud Torah be bigger than everything, and tzedakah be bigger than everything? How could that be? So there's a tshuva in the Binyan Tzion. Shas Tshuva's Binyan Tzion, he was asked this question. He says the Gemara means in one aspect of Avodas Hashem it's bigger. It doesn't mean you're bigger in everything. In one aspect of Avodas Hashem, each is bigger. That's what he writes in his Sefer. Rav Volbi wrote a Sefer, Mitzvah Hashkulais, and he goes through all the seven Mitzvah Hashkulais and shows each one what the Nekuda is that it's Shokul Kineged Kulam. What's special about each of the seven? And he's master. But it means in one aspect it's shakul kineged kulam. I would guess the same thing about this Gemara. The Gemara says if you give tzedakah b'seisa, you shakul kineged Moshe Rabbeinu. Doesn't mean everything you shakul kineged Moshe Rabbeinu. It means that whatever nekuda that the Gemara is referring to, that there's something in which you reach a tremendous madrega, a madrega kineged Moshe Rabbeinu ba'isa madrega, which is still not a small thing. But that's what the Gemara is referring to. The Gemara brings one more shot in this pasuk. Two more. Yikidi Amri, five lines to six lines in the end of the narrow lines. Yikidi Amri, Amar B'Yitzchak, Kaldayin, Shenaitol Sheikhat, maybe Chema Azal Oilam, Shenema B'Shechet B'Cheik. If you take Sheikhat in your pocket, that brings anger onto the world. Amar B'Yitzchak, Chalaisa Putalani, Misparach B'Sheish Brachis. You give him money, you get six blessings. And Mephais Ebedvarim is Barach Biyur Aleph Brachas. It's much bigger to be Mephais Ebedvarim. And they said, Prutalani Barach Shesh Brachas Tiksiv, Halei Christ, the Rav Lachmecha, Vaniyam Udim Tavi Bayis, Bisira Orem. We mentioned six Brachas in the Pasuk. Mephais Ebedvarim is Barachas Esri Brachas, Nema, Vatavik, Lerav Nashecha, the Nefesh Nena, Tazbiya, then the Zarach Bachesh Barach, Vapilaska Kitzarayim, Venichacha Hashem Tamid, Vizbiya, Vitzachachachis Nashecha. Doesn't bring all 11, but that there are 11 11 milus in being mefayis somebody with words. So it's a very important halacha to know. People come around collecting. People go door to door collecting. I don't know if they're emes shakronim or not. I don't give them a lot of money. I give them a small amount of money. But I try to be nice to them. What do they need when they come around door to door? What could you give them that they need besides money? So I always offer them a drink. I'm surprised how often they tackle want. But sometimes, more importantly, I offer them to use a bathroom. They're going door to door, they're ashamed to ask. So I always offer them a drink, and then I offer them if they want to use the bathroom. And no? Is that something you want to say? It's a chesed also. It's a Gemara. So anyway, mefaisa b'dvarim, to be nice to him is an important thing. Alright, we'll continue Hilchos Tzedakah tomorrow. There's a lot of Agadah, it takes time to learn it. Please put in the time, because as I said, the clock is ticking.